State of Fear, Disc 15.
In the back seat, pushed up against Sonjung, smelling the grease that coated the machine guns, Peter Evans wondered where this urgency came from. He looked at his watch. It was 9 in the morning, which meant that of their original 24 hours, only 20 remained. But this was a small island, and it should allow plenty of time. And then he had a thought. "Wait a minute," he said. "What time is it in Los Angeles?" Sonjung said, "They're on the other side of the dateline, 27 hours behind." "No, I mean elapsed time, actual time difference." "6 hours." "And you calculated a transit time of what?" "13 hours, Sonjung said. "I think we made a mistake," Evans said, biting his lip. He wasn't sure how much he should say in front of Henry. And indeed, Sonjung was shaking his head, indicating, "Not now." But they had made a mistake. There was no doubt about it. Assuming that Drake wanted the tidal wave to hit on the last day of the conference, he would surely want it to happen during the morning. That would provide the most visible disaster, and it would allow the whole afternoon for discussion and media interviews afterward. Every television camera in America would be at that conference, talking to the scientists who just happened to be there. It would create a gigantic media event. So, Evans thought, assume the wave was to hit Los Angeles no later than noon tomorrow. Subtract 13 hours for the wave front to cross the Pacific. That meant the wave had to be propagated at 11 p.m. Los Angeles time, which meant that the local time in Goreda would be 5 p.m. 5 p.m. today. They didn't have a day to stop this thing from happening. They had just 8 hours. So that was the reason for Kenner's urgency. That was why he was going ahead with his plan, despite the new problem. He had no choice, and he knew it. He had to land on the coast somewhere very near Resolution. There wasn't enough time to do anything else. Even though it was possible, they were heading right into a trap.